Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Here should be a special schuss for Armin and Rest Yiflu Nishmas, Morris Esther, Vassar Shmuel, Morris Chanavis, and Morris Afchanavis, and Morris Zev, Shmuel Pinchas, Ben Yaakov Tzvi, Hassan Zishim, and Yosef, Fuas, Baruch, Ben Miriam, and Yochevet Fege, Bas Michal, Bas Basya, Chanagit, Bas Nomi Aliza. In the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, and that Heyomud Aleph, the Gemara says, Desanya. It says in the parasha of Mitzayra, Shehenilpa Minigoy, V'hoya B'yoy Ma'ashvi, Yigalech Es Kol Sa'aro Es Roishoy Ves Kanoi, Es Gaboy Es Ino Ves Kol Sa'aro Yigalech. The seventh day shaves off everything. Roishoy. So that it says Roisha, it already says Yigalech is called Sa'aroi. So what's added with the word Roisha? So the Gemara says, if you shenema loisekifu pas roishchem, since the Pasuk says that you shouldn't round out the sides of your head, shemene af mitzoyle kein, you also can't do that. Amaloimar roishoy. Nashmienu shevo a se shall give loch mitzora. Vietre lois a se shall a kofis a roish. He's allowed to cut off his pace. Because sova haitana kofis kol a roish ma kofi. Shenze isur shall a kafa bilvad. It's not only an isser of rounding out the sides of your head, but it's an isser to cut off your payas anyway. Not only a sakifu to round out the sides of your head, that cut off the sides and then it looks like there's a circle on top, as the cool guys like to do, but rather it looks like a yarmulke on the top there. The hair is just the yarmulke and everything is shaved off on the sides. No. A kofes haroish includes not only rounding the sides of one's head, but it also includes shaving the whole thing off. So the kamashmalon of this braisa is that even though hakofas kol haroish shma hakofe, nevertheless it's mutter because of this special din of essay doicha loisisei, the essay of the mitzvah is doicha loisisei of hakofas haroish. Chashi, alma shmiin and kro, doasi essay v'doicha loisisei. So the pasuk is coming to tell us that the essay comes and is doicha loisisei. Now Tosis writes in Gittin, about mem aleph and aleph, that the essay of puravu of the chatzi ev chatzi ben chayrin is not doicha the lav of the isha. She's not allowed to be with an eved. He's allowed to, he has a mitzvah. Puravu, she doesn't. She's not allowed to be with the eved. So according to that, the Achronim ask, how's the essay of Tiglachatz Mitzvah, Lecha the lav of the other person, the Makif? The Makif has a lav. So how's the essay of the Mitzvah, Lecha the lav of the Makif? The Makif doesn't have an essay of Mitzvah. The Makif just has a lav not to round out the side of someone's head. But the... So how do we allow him to do this? Only the Mitzvah has an essay of being a Mitzvah. But the Makif only has the lav of Hakofa, and he doesn't have the essay of Mitzvah. So how do we allow the Makif to do this Maisa of cutting off the payas of this mitzvah? That's the kasha the achronim. So we have been learning through the shiurim of Moran Hagoyin, Rosh HaYeshiva Rabbi Abba Ben Zatzal, and we will continue. It's Hashem, Siyata Tishmaya. So in a previous shir, we spoke about the idea that where the asay was said beferush al halav, then the din of the lav is to be mutter b'makom asay. And that's considered hutra mechlala. We discussed this at length in a previous shir. When you say hutra mechlala means it's normally asr, but in this case it's mutter. It's hutra, it's mutter mechlala from the general asr. And that is when the essay was said beferush al halav. So when the essay was said beferush al halav, so this is considered a heter on the lav, which are mechlala. So too, the essay of tiglachas mitzora was said beferush al halav shel hakofen. And therefore, the din of the lav is mutter b'makom ha'essay tiglachas mitzora. Because of this, we say in Nazir, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, that Tiglachas Mitzoyra is Hutra Mechlola, like we see in places there, Yibra Masim Chomer B'yotzim Egev. Because the essay of Tiglachas Mitzoyra was said beferish on the lav of Hakofa. Because it says that you have to shave off all of his hair. Shave off all of his head. Shaving off all the hair on his head, you're doing hakafa. So you see that the pasuk is telling you explicitly to be over on this lav, to be mekayim the essay. The essay is derech lav. Hutra mechlala. It's mutter. It's mutter. V'nimsa lefi zeh, delegabe hanikof, have a tiglachas zo maise heter. As far as the nikof is concerned, it's a maise heter. Because for him, it's hutra mechlala. Because that's the din of the lav, the is mutter b'mokom ha'esay. And since like I be the nikif, it's a ma'ase heter, the mele, the makif, is also not asr. Because he's not doing a ma'ase iser. Can't compare this to makif as hakotin, as chayiv, according to Rav Huna, in Nozir Nun Zayin Omud Beis. Because there it's a ma'ase iser, af l'gabi hakotin, el sheinu bar chiyuva. Now that I give him an available yadayim, yesh gam tzad shebeizim tzum lafishim yisr. There is an isser here. He's just not a bar chiyuvim. There is an isser. So since the maise isser memela, the makif is over. But here, the makif, since by the nikif, the one whose hair is being shaved off, it's mitzayla. There's no isser. It's memela. It's not also for the makif. He's not doing a maise isser. He's the Torah telling you explicitly. But this lav is mutter. It's shaving off all your hair. And it's talking explicitly about being over the lav of Hakofa, and the Torah tells you to do it because it's not osir. So that would appear to be an answer. However, it's not so poshut. So let's see whether this is true. Rashi in Makis, the Chofom and Beis, the Ramasal Ramal Chalmani writes, the Nikifu de Ko'ovar alav de Loisakifu, the Shaminan de Kro Hochi, Loisakifu Loisanichu Lahakif, the Meinich Lahakif Kemakif. Minami, med the Afke Beloshin Rabin, the Xiv Loisakifu Mashmed that Trekom Masi Rachmon and Nikifu Makif. So Rashi in his first Loshin says, that the nikif is over on the lav of lo sakifu, because the pasuk is to be understood as follows: lo sakifu means lo sanichu lahakif. Don't let somebody be makif you. And somebody who's meiniach lahakif, somebody who lets himself be shaven, is kimakif. Is like the one shaven, one doing the shaving. Nikif kimakif. The meiniach lahakif, the one who lets himself be shaven, is kemakif like the one who shaves. Inami, an alternative lashon in Rashi, mida afkei b'lashon rabim. Since motziim etze b'lashon rabim, Hagmara mishtameshet, the Torah mishtameshet b'lashon rabim, lo takifu, mashma de atrei. It's talking about two people, nikif and makif. Now, Mipashtus Loshon Rashi, the Perush HaLishon, Haya mashma, she ikir ha iser hu iser maise shel ha makif. Ela de marbina nami nikif. The havi ki makif. Rashi in his first perush would seem to be saying that the ikir iser is on the maise of the makif. And we include also the nikif, the havi ki makif, since the maise iser is done on him. Because what does Rashi say? Rashi says, somebody who lets himself be surrounded, he lets himself be shaven. Kim makif, he's like the one doing the shaving. Mashmi that the ikar iser is on the makif, not on the nikif. V'chein haven Rabbi Kiva Eger, v'tshuvis, v'chelek aleph, v'simen sadi vov, v'ritva makis, v'daf chof omu beiz, v'ivar maskel toni tana, shekosav sheikir ha'iser hu mitzad ha'makif. Rabbi Kiva Eger there writes, the lefizem vur taimu shalayesh shehayu matirin, was is gebrengt in the muke Yosef makis daf chof omud beiz, the Ramas lof ekorfuna, lahakif liish al yedei akum, since the iser of the nikif is mitzad shen nasib on mais iser de hakof, or if the makif, zok Rabbi Kiva Eger, to explain, the yesh matirin, if the makif is a goy, is not a bar chiyuva, memela, there's no iser on the nikif. The nikif is also potter. If the ikar iser is on the makif, and the makif is not a bar chiyuva, memela, the nikif is also going to be potter. So according to the Erste Perush in Rashi, the iser of hakofa is primarily on the makif, and then the nikif is learned from the makif. According to the second Perush, it's plural, it's on both. V'ayein v'Rebbe Chonon, amiti, no Rebbe Chonon hazeh, shemdaber. Rebbe Chonon, in the Kovetz Ha'ois, in Simon Ches, Sif Ha'ois Aleph, he asks on the first Perush of Rashi, if so, why does the Makif, somebody who's Makif himself, not get 80 Malkis? It's all one Isser. Am I a makif? Why does somebody who gives him, it does a kafa to himself, why does he get 80 malchus? It's all one iser. The ikar iser is being a makif. That's the iser. So why should a makif get 80? The ikar iser is makif. Nikif is learned from makif. The ikar iser is makif. And it's one Isser. This Isser is on the Makif, and the Nikif is learned from the Makif, but it's all one Isser. So how do you get 80 Malkus? 80 is for two. So it would appear, it's not Shver, says Rabbi Abba Zitzan, that even though the union of the Isser is one, in other words, the Maise HaKofeh, but Makif and Nikif are two Eifanim of one Maise Isser, of the Maise Isser. There are two scenarios. There are two possibilities of this iser. Mitzad the makif is an iser to do a maisa kofa, but mitzad the nikif, a iser mitzushen mitzad shenasib on maisa kofa. The nikif gets it because the maisa kofa was done on him. So the makif, since there are two oifanim, if somebody's makif himself, he gets it for both. He gets it for doing a maisa kofa. And he gets it for being a nikif. However, the whole svara of the yesha hayu matirim lahakif liish ayidei akum, we mentioned before, since the makif is not a bar chiyuva, the mele is no isser on the nikif, that's a schidish godel. The kvar docha anemuke yosef shemes tivreyan. And Rabbi Kiva Eger was soimech and the Ritvan Makis. But the Ritva there writes Lahedya later on, the Ramas Lotano Rabban and Pas Kana, She also the Godel Shia Nikaf al Yidei Akum. So Rabbi Kivega wanted to say that the Iker Isser Lefi Rashi is on the Makif. And Ramel is no Isser on the Makif, is no Isser on the Nikif. And he brings from the Ritva writes that the Ikar Isser is mitzad the makif. Yeah, but the Ritva himself says, you know, that a person's a gadol is not allowed to be nikafal yidei akum. So saying that the Ikar Isser is the nikaf isn't going to help us, because even if the Ikar Isser is and the makif is not going to help us, because it's still us to be nikafal yidei akum, even though he's not a bar chiyuv. The gam the lefis svoras hagoyin Rabbi Kiva Eger. Yikshem asnisim kiddushin. We have a kash of Mishnah in kiddushin. V'chol mitzvus lo yisaseh, bein she'azman groma, bein she'lo yazman groma, echod ha'anoshim, ve'echod ha'anoshim chayovim, chutz mi'bal takif u'bal tashchis u'bal titamei lameisim. The all mitzvus lo yisaseh, whether it's man groma or whether it's not zman groma. Both men and women are obligated. Losa says men and women are equal when it comes to losa says, except the only exceptions to the rule are about takif, about tashchis. About the Tamei LeMeisim. Those three, women are not obligated in. That's why women are allowed to shave off their hair, as is the custom in some Hasidic groups. And Lahashkas Pas Zakon, if there is one. And not becoming Tamei Meis, women are allowed to become Tamei Meisim. So those three don't apply to a woman. In the Gemara Nozir, in Zainom Beis, Rabbi Adabar Ahavo, holds that a woman is musheres shelo lahakifes ha'anoshim. A woman is forewarned not to do hakafa to men. So according to him, the kasha is the women are a shaykh to lav about hakif because they're musheres shelo lahakif. So we have to say that the Mishnah is talking about the iser nikaf. Women are usher to be nikafos. Women are usher to be mekifos. They're not allowed to do the maisa akafa, but they're allowed to have their own head rounded. So that's what we have to say pshat in the Mishnah is. What do you mean women aren't chayv and baltak? If we have, they are. The musar is lola hakif sanoshim. So it must be that they're not chayv and baltak. It's pshat that to be a nikif, not to be a makif. But according to Rabbi Kivega, we can't say this. Because since the Ikar Isser is the Maisa HaKofa Shel HaMakif, a woman is Shaykh. We can't say that the Mishnah is talking about the Nikaf, not Pitom. The Ikar Isser is on a Maisa HaKofa. Like Lefi Rabbi Kivega. So how's he going to learn Pshat in the Mishnah? The Ikar Isser is the Maisa HaKofa, and women are also in the Maisa HaKofa. So why does the Mishnah say that they're not Chayavis? They are. You can only say it if we don't learn like Rabbi Kiva, you only say that the Ikar is in the Maisa HaKofa, the Mishnah is talking about being a Nikav. So therefore it would appear that we can explain the first Perush of Rashi based on a Tosfos in Nozir, and Lev Nun Zayin Amud Beis, the Rura Maschil v'Rab Ada Bar Ahava, writes, Mishum de Iker Chiyuva Dikra, Hanikaf Ksiv, V'loi Sakifu, Pa'as, V'hainu Pa'as, De Nikaf. The Iker Chiyuva of the Pasuk is talking about the Nikaf. And lo sakifu pa'as is mashma pa'as de nikif. And so explains the Ma'ar Shah, places shuas, gimam ralif, the maskal al zak and shtaim, mikan, and sham. So what appears together is that the etzim inyana isahu ba nikif, the nikif that his head was surrounded, and the aveiro of the makif is insofar as he is causing that there should be an Isser and a Nikif. And the Isser of the Nikif is that an Isser is done on him. And therefore the Makif is going to be Chayiv Shtayim, if one is Makif himself. Because so there are two things here. There's the Isser Makif, that he's goyrim his havus Isser, he's goyrim the creation of an Isser, and then there's the Isser Nikif, that through him an Isser was caused. Makif, Nikif. Isser Makif, he's goyrim his havus in Yina Isser. Nikif, on him the Isser was done. So he gets 80. Ulefize nicha gam ken masnis in the Kiddushin. Ulefize anachem evinim, Tamishnah b'mitzechet Kiddushin. Shenoshim einan shayochois b'isser baal takif. Aflu rav ada bara havo. The women are musaros lahakif as hanoshim. Because the Mishnah is talking about the etzem inyan isser, which is on the nikif. And women are taka potter on nikif. They're allowed to be nikifs. They're not allowed to be makif, but the Ikarinian Isser is nikif, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about. And Avad Bar Harba just tells the Chiddush, but they're not allowed to be makifs. The nikifs they're allowed to be. That's the Mishnah. So, according to this, it would appear that the Rashi, in its first parish, is holding like the Tosfos in Nazir. She'etzem inyan Isser hu ba'nikif. Ela she'be'averos ha'avera yesh shnei inyanim. Number one, there's the etzem ha'isser. The etzem inyan isser is the nikif. But there are two inyanim in the aveva. One is the etzem isser, and then there's the oifen, how the gavra is over the isser. So therefore, it's granted that with respect to the etzem ha'isser, the inyan ha'isser is in the nikif. But legabe ha'oifen eich she'hagavra over et ha'isur, harei chaser asiyah mitzido. He's not doing any maisa. So, in what way? What's the oifen? In what way is he over on the isser? So the inyan isser, the isser is being done on the nikaf. But how's the gavra? How's the nikaf over the isser? So therefore, Rashi writes, "Demeiniach lahakif kimakif." You know how he's being over the isser? He's being over the isser by allowing himself to be shaven. In other words, Rashi is not telling us, as we originally thought Pshat and Rashi was, that the Ikar Isser is on the Makif. The Meiniach LaHakif Kemakif. On the Nikif is only like the Makif. The Ikar Isser is the Makif. No. The Ikar Isser is the Nikif. Rashi is telling us, what's the Oifen? Via Zoy, as they say in Spanish. How is the Nikif Oiverly Isser? The answer is, because letting himself be rounded, letting his head be rounded, is an oifen shel avera ha'isser. That's how he does it. How's the, just like the makif is over the isser when he does the shaving, letting himself be shaved is the form in which he's over the isser. That's his asiya. That's the way he's over the isser, the gavra. So the isser is done on his head. And the way he's over the Isser is that he's meniach himself to be Nikif. But the Ikaris is taken the Nikif, not the Makif. So that's all according to the first Perush of Rashi. Aval b'Perush Hasheni, harei Piresh Rashi, demide'afkei b'lashon rabim, nechtiv lo takifu, mashma, atrei kamazher rachmana, nikaf u'makif, v'haynu, according to the second Perush of Rashi, we're dealing here with two distinct Isurim. Isur Echod ala Makif, the Isur Sheni ala Nikif. One Isur is on the Makif, and the other Isur is on the Nikif. Yageder v'zehu, v'gabe ha-Makif, ha-Isur Isur Maise she'asur la'asus Maise ha-Kofa. With regard to the Makif, the Isser isn't doing a Maisa Kofa. But like Abay the Nikif, the Iker is not an Isser Maisa. The Isser is that he became a Nikif. Ah. So again, if Okay, the second perush of Rashi, it's Belashon Rabin. They're both being warned, the Nikif and the Makif. There are two Isurim. There's one Isur on the Makif. There's another Isur on the Nikif. And the Gedder is, the Makif is over the Isur, right, doing a Maisa Kofa. And the Nikif is being over the Isur, not with a Maisa, just by becoming a Nikif. Ulefiza Pashut. Lama HaMakif Atzimu Chayiv Shtayim. And now, you can understand, Zeir Git, how the Makif is Chayiv for two. You know how? Since the Isser Makif and the Isser Nikif are two distinct Isurim. Makif is for the Maisa HaKofa, and the Nikif is he becoming a Nikif. So if he's Makif himself, he's over on two distinct Isurim. And now we also understand the Mishnah and Kiddushin very well, that women are in Shaykh to the Isser of Baal Takif, even according to Ravada Baal Ahava, because he says that women aren't allowed to be Makif Anashim, because the Mishnah is talking about the Isser Nikif, which is an Isser Bifnei Atzmo, it's an independent Isser, and that women aren't obligated, women are just obligated in the other independent Isser of Makif. Oh! So, earlier on, we answered the Gabi Tegachas Mitzayra, since the Gabi Mitzayra, the Nikif, it's Hutra, so that's why the Makif, we said the Makif doesn't have an essay to be Deicha the Lois essay. So how's he allowed to be Makif? And the answer is, we said, we wanted to say, that since there's no Isser by the Nikif, there's also no Isser by the Makif. Because it's Hutra for the Nikif, Memela, in Lanu Shum Baya, Gabaya Makif. So that all works according to the first perush of Rashi and Makis, that the Etzem Inyan Isser is in the Nikif. Kamosha Biyanu. So it's very good. If the Nikif is off the hook, then the Makif is off the hook. If the Nikif is Hutra, then by the Makif, Gamein Baya. Gevaldik. But according to the second perush of Rashi, there are two distinct Isurim here. The Gabi the Makif, it's an Isser, Maisa, to do a Maisa Kofa. The Gabi the Nikif, it's an Isser, he should become a Nikif. So it doesn't help us that the Mitzayra has an Esser to be Derech Lotz Seh, because the Makif, the non-Mitzayra, is doing an independent Isser and he doesn't have an essay. There's no Hutra. So Eich Navin, that Gemara, Im Rashi, the Makis. As Nera, Omer Rabbeinu, Morenu, Rabbeinu, שצריך לומר שרשי סובר שיטת מפרשים שחולקים על התוספות בגיטין הנהג וסוברים שעשי, זאת אומרת התוספות שציטטנו בגיטין בדף מם א' that the essay of Pru Ravu of the Chatzi Eben Chatzi Ben Chayrin is not Dercha, the Lav of the Isha. And Rashi will hold that an essay of one person can be Dercha, the Lav of another person. We spoke about this, I believe, in a previous Shi'ur. I think so. We spoke about the Indian of Essay Dercha Leisase. And therefore the essay of the Mitzayra can be Dercha, the Lav of the Makif. So that's how Rashi's going to learn. You're right, there's a lav for the Makif, but the essay of the Mitzvah can be Dach is lav. Tosis in Gittin, who holds that the essay of the Chatzi, the Chatzi in Choyrim, cannot be Dach the lav of the Isha, or the Shitosim in Nozir, in Shavuos, that the Etzem Inyan Isser is in the Nikif, like we said earlier, and therefore they can be metarets like we were metarets. But since it's hutra etzel hanikif, memela there's no iser, and therefore it's mutra v'gavi the makif as well. So Rashi will be saying that the essay of one person can be derech the lav of another person, and Tosis can say that. the essays, they hold that an essay of one person is not Dechad Lav of another person. So they'll hold that the Iker Isser is that of the Nikif, as they hold elsewhere in these places. Is that of the Nikif? And if there's no Isser on the Nikif, because if I say Dechad Lav, there's no Isser on the Makif. So I ask you that you should please stay tuned for more exciting action. It's asach v'sledim tayrim. So this will be super super geschmack if you stay with me. So please do, and thank you so so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. We should be zochet to continue believing. Shalom, shalom.